This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an inquiry into a series of disappearances and murders, part of a promise to renew Canada's relationship with its Indigenous citizens. Portland and other West Coast cities are suing Monsanto to pay for chemical cleanup of the Willamette River for the period when the agribusiness giant was the sole manufacturer of PCBs. Transportation Security Administration's top security officer was replaced amid a backlash over long lines at airports. AFTI, the union representing TSTA workers, reminded passengers that they pay a fee to fund TSTA with a purchase of every ticket, yet Congress diverted the money to other purposes rather than TSTA as intended. The appeals court, federal appeals court, overturned a $1.27 billion penalty for Bank of America accused of defrauding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on a countrywide mortgage unit. Sex shop workers joined the retail, wholesale and department store union to address wage and training issues. A congressional committee says that the NFL attempted to influence the research and sway brain research while pretending to fund a solution. A Baltimore policeman involved in controversial Freddie Gray case was absolved by a judge of murder there. Investigators are pushing ExxonMobil on climate change forecast of declining production. Brazil's interim president suffered a major setback when recording surfaced, suggesting that one of his ministers had plotted to head off the huge Petrobras state oil company corruption investigation by pursuing the impeachment of elected President Dilma Rousseff. Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, voted 7-1, with only Clarence Thomas dissenting, that prosecutors in Georgia violated the Constitution by striking every black prospective juror in a death penalty case against a black defendant. In a major wage theft case filed in New York, according to the lawsuit against the corporate franchisor that owns Domino's Pizza, the computer system used by franchises across the state systematically undercounted hours worked by employees, shortchanging them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.